To worship the Lord, because the Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. Amen. I'm just glad I serve a God that's so powerful and amazing and magnificent and undescribable in all of his greatness. But that's the God we serve. So now let's take a little time and go to him in prayer. Father God, we just thank you this morning for being our Father. We're glad that as your children we can come to you. And God, we always know you got time for us. We always know you listen to us. God, you've been taking care of us all this year. We just praise you for being so good and so kind. You kept us in spite of all the pandemic, the politics, the police. You kept us, God, even in the midst of all of our personal issues and struggles. You kept us all this year, God, and we praise you. We don't take for granted that we're here today, God, at almost the last Sunday of this year. Whole lot started out this year, God, but they've gone on to the other side. God, you left us here. The fact that you left us here, say you still got a purpose and a plan for our life. We still got a destiny. We got to reach for you. So now, God, we pray that this morning as we come together, God, that you would bless this gathering. I'm so glad, God, we don't have to be inside for you to bless us, but you can bless us right here, God, because we didn't come to church. We are the church because we're all part of one body that you united. God, bless every soul that's here this morning. You know every need. You know every struggle. You know every problem. You know every up and down that we face, and you know how much we need you, God. We realize we are probably far worse than we can imagine in our mind, but we're just so glad we got a God that's far better and far greater than we can ever imagine, that loved us enough to die for us on Calvary's cross. Thank you, God. And in advance, we know you're going to be good to us today. We sang. We just want you to know how much we love you. Oh, God, how much you mean to us. God, you are everything. how much we are depending on you. We've tried over and over to do it by ourselves, but it never worked out. The only time we have victory is when we let you come in and take control and take over. So remind us, dear God, even when we have successes, not to let our successes make us less dependent on you. Thank you, God. Bless everyone that's here and all of our church family and friends and neighbors that are listening to the podcast, wherever they may be, God. And let us join both those that are on the podcast and those that are present on the campus, God, this morning. And just let us be blessed by your presence and your power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. You can sit or you can stand, but it's today. Today we're reminding him how much we love him today. How much we love him. Somebody got to dig real deep. You got to dig real deep when you had a hard week. You got to dig real deep. You got to dig real deep when you had a hard week. Come on, God bless you.
Falling in love.
You know it, come on. Come on, you know it.
Yes.
Come on, meditate on that.
Falling in love with Jesus. Is falling in love.
Just meditate on that right there.
With Jesus.
Listen to that part right here.
Was the best thing.
Anybody with me on that? That's the best thing.
All right.
That's the best thing I ever did. Come on, go.
Falling in love with Jesus. Jesus, falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever done.
Come on, say it with.
In his arms, I feel protected.
Anybody feel safe? Never
disconnect.
Yeah.
In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be.
Come on, boy. Let's do it together. Come on, fall.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Thank you.
I'd rather be.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
There is no place.
Worship him. Worship him.
There is no place. 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 Well, there's no place we'd rather.
No place we'd rather be. No place we'd rather be. When? No place we'd rather be.
Yes.
No place we'd rather be. The safest place to be is in the
yes.
arms of Jesus.
Yeah.
The safest place to be.
Yes,
it's like your own homeland security.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Your own homeland security. Ohio, Mahia, wherever you are. No place we'd rather be.
Amen.
Than be in the arms of Jesus. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And praise the Lord. Thank you, Cheryl. Let's get into the Word of God, brothers and sisters. Today our passage is found in the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10 through verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Amen. Thank you. All right, we'll give everybody a couple of seconds to catch up. All right. All right, when you find it, it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer, supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Amen. We've been blessed by reading God's holy word. Amen. And we are. Thank you. And we know as you live out his word, you will be blessed. Amen. I'm glad that God does that. This morning we continue our series that we entitled Downloading, amen, the Peace App. Amen. Downloading the Peace App. We know when you download something, you make it part. You make it part of you. Amen. So that would mean making peace. How can we make peace part of our lives? How can we apply it to our life that it becomes something that we walk in from day to day? Most of us talk about peace a lot, but how can we actually experience peace in our lives and then express that peace to our world? Now, this morning we are particularly interested in verse 15 of the chapter 6 that we just read. Verse 15, and it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This morning we want to use for a topic or a title for our message this morning is put on your good news shoes. Put on your good news shoes. Amen. You know, there's a song, I think it's by Buddy Guy, but he may not have been the originator of it, but he talked about it. And he said, put on your high-heel sneakers. Amen. Because we're going out tonight. It had another verse that said, put on your red dress, baby.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going out tonight. And then it said, put on your boxing gloves. Now, I'm going to have to soften this one up. But it said, put on your boxing gloves just in case somebody wants to fight. But he didn't use somebody. But what I'm saying, and I think what Paul and God is saying through us to our is put on your good news shoes because you're in for a fight. I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, if you are a follower of Christ, if you believe in Christ, if you belong to Christ, and if you behave like Christ, you're in for a fight. You're in for a fight. And I want to say, one of the keys to being victorious, experiencing and standing, because first I want to tell you that we don't have to actually fight for the victory.
Yes,
because the victory has already been won.
Yes,
we don't fight for the victory, we fight from the victory. Knowing the victory has already been won. So, notes, I think, as I read through, I'm not going to go through it again, I don't think, because I have to kind of use, I don't have enough hands to keep the pages from moving and everything at the same time. But if you read through those verses, I think at least three or four times, I know it's three times, maybe four times, you will see the word stand. Amen, amen. I can see a couple of them. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Amen. And then verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Amen. And there's one more in there. If you read, I'm going to give y'all a chance to read through that. But it's stand, I think, about three times, and it talks about standing. Amen. Because the victory has already been won by Christ. The devil has already been defeated. But even though he's been defeated and his time is short, he's kind of upset and he's wrecking havoc. You know how a devil do. A devil know he done lost. Oh, yeah, y'all hearing me? A devil will know he had lost, and he know his time is short, but he'll do everything he can to wreak havoc. Now, with those of us that are believers, I believe that once you're a believer and you're saved eternally, and the devil know he can't keep you from going to heaven, but he'll do everything he can to give you hell here on earth. Amen. And the way he does that, amen, is by attacking us, and we have to be able to stand in those attacks, realizing we are fighting from the victory. Listen, I was listening to a commercial, an old commercial, back when Nike's began to become popular in his Mars is a character played by Spike Lee, and he's telling Michael Jordan that the reason why he is the greatest player in the universe is because of the shoes. He said, it's the shoes. And Michael Jordan tried to say, no, Michael Jordan tried to do everything, said, no, it's not the shoes. But he keeps saying, it's the shoes. Well, I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, amen, if we are going to stand, amen, the shoes are not all of it, but the shoes are part of it. Amen. You have to put on your good news shoes if you're going to stand, amen, and be able to take all that the devil is going to throw at you. He said, I cannot keep them out of heaven because they didn't got, God done saved them from the guttermost to the othermost. He done saved them eternity. But if I can, amen, if I can get them on the ground where they're not standing, if I can get them on the ground in a vulnerable place, I can wreak havoc with misery and messes in their lives. That's why it's so important for us to stand. The Roman army of this time that Paul was writing, the Roman army was known for their strategies and they were great fighters. But it's one thing that people often forget. One of the reasons they were such a great army that most people overlooked was because of their shoes. Yes, it was the shoes. And they had those sandals and they were laced up. But the thing about it, the reason why the shoes were good shoes, both for mobility and for stability, was because the shoes had spikes. Amen. The shoes had spikes on them, you know, like football spikes or track spikes, and you know the reason why track people have spikes, especially sprinters, is because it helps them to move quicker and faster without slipping. It gives them grip, amen, so they can run their race without slipping. And football players that wear spikes, it's so especially when it's muddy conditions or windy, they wear them all the time, but they wear even longer ones to keep them, so when they're cutting and moving, they'll be able to stand. So the Roman army, when you saw them in their laced-up boots or sandal-like boots with the spikes on it, they could move so quickly because they had spikes on their shoes. They was up on you before you knew it. And in battle, when you were wrestling with them and fighting with them in battle, they had stability because of the spikes in their shoes. So the spikes enabled them to stand in the midst of the battle. Y'all with me so far? Now, in verse 15, it says, shod, if you say I have an old Bible, some Bibles might say it in a different way, but it basically means put on your shoes. The only time shod is used today, in today's time, is sometime when people are talking about putting a horseshoes on a horse, and they're talking about shodding the horse, where it becomes part of the horse, amen, and it gives the horse a good footing and protects the foot. But listen, he says, shod, as believers, we are to shod our metaphorical feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, the gospel that is about God's peace. We've talked about that. This is the last sermon in this series. We talked about, firstly, eternal peace. How that because Christ died for us and for our sin and paid for our sins on Calvary Cross. And I do want you to know the blood still works. If you're here, you need saving and you need changing. The blood still works. Amen. The same blood that saved me and gave me peace with Christ, paid for my sins, and gave me a ticket to heaven. That blood is available for you today. I don't care how far you are from Christ. I stop by to tell you that the blood is available for you. It said it reaches to the highest mountain. I don't care how far you are from Christ. And then it goes to the lower valley. I don't care how far you are from Christ today, the blood is for people that are far away from Christ. It's that blood that saved me. It wasn't me coming to church or preaching or doing good deeds or having noble aspirations. No activity, no achievement that I've done, no amount of service that I've given to God is enough to save me. If you want to know what saved me, because I'm far worse than I even know about myself. The thing that saved me was the blood of Christ that washed away my sin. Amen. That was what saved me. Christ, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed me white as snow. It was the blood. Yes, the blood gave me peace with God. Because the cross, he paid my sins. And therefore I was able to come back from being a foe of God to being a friend of God. So I thank God for the blood that saved me. He thought I was saving. That's why he stayed on that old rugged cross. That's the kind of God I serve. But not only do I have peace with God, I also have the peace of God. Yeah, y'all remember what I said last week? The peace of God is, amen, the peace that Jesus had when the storm was rising on the sea. And it was rocking the ship back and forth. But Jesus was below the deck asleep. The reason why Jesus was asleep, because Jesus knew who he was and knew he was going to make it to the other side. The disciples, amen, doubted what Jesus had said. Because Jesus had already said we're going to the other side. And whenever Jesus tell you we're going to the other side, you don't have to worry about the storm between where you left from and where you're going. I tell you, when Jesus tell you this is your destiny, this is your purpose, this is my plan for your life, you don't have to worry about anything until you accomplish his plan. No pandemic, no police brutality, nothing can stop you. It don't make no difference what politician is in the White House. What Jesus say, and can't nobody change the word of God. Woo, I wish I had a witness in this house and on this yard this morning. Oh, God is good. But we have peace on. So Jesus said that same peace that I had on the inside, when I leave, I'm going to leave you the legacy of having that peace yourself. I'm going to give you that peace. And we can see Paul demonstrates that. A couple of times I talked about it when Paul was in the Philippian prison, the peace he had that he could sing and pray at midnight. And when Peter was in jail, he was asleep and know he was going to supposed to die and get his head cut off the next day. But the angel came and rescued him. But he was asleep because he had Jesus, I'm going to give you my peace, not your peace, because your peace can't last. You don't have the right kind of peace. One day a king had commissioned somebody to paint a picture of what peace was. And they went through a lot of the pictures, and they finally set along a picture that had like a real serene scene with sunlight over the water and trees around a little brook. By the water that was running between them and birds in the trees. And they said, the king kind of looked at this and said, okay, that's the one that won. I want that one to be the winner. But then one of the helpers said, wait a minute, one of the servants said, wait a minute, I want you to see one more picture before you make the choice of what portrait best represents peace. And he went, and I wish I could have gave you this morning, but I couldn't get the printer to work like I wanted to work. But he gave a picture of where there was like a storm in the middle of a thunderstorm when it was cloudy day and dark and all kinds of rain and wind falling down. And it was just a picture that was all about this, like I said, just bad weather and darkness all around and lightning and thunder. But in that same picture, there was a bird in the corner singing. See, peace is not saying when everything is all right. It's not saying when the sun is shining, when the creek is smooth and flowing. That's not the peace that Jesus gives. That's not when he said my peace. That's not the peace he's talking about. He's talking about the kind of peace that when the storm is arising, when the lightning is flashing, when the thunder is roaring, and it seems like all hell is breaking it loose. He said you can still sing in the rain. Is anybody here know how to sing in the rain? When you get his peace, you can sing in the rain, amen. Because you know a reason why you can sing in the rain, because he'll bring to your remembrance. Remember, I told you, he said he'll bring something to your remembrance. The reason why you can sing in the rain, because you remember what he done brought you through. You say, yes, I'm going through a storm, but this ain't the first time I've been in a storm. I wish I had somebody here that been in a storm. You know, I've been in all kinds of storms. Yeah, I've been in a rain storm. I've been in a water storm. Amen. I've been in a hurricane, tornadoes, all kinds of storms. But I want to tell you about every storm I done went through. There ain't never been a storm that didn't pass over. Can I get a witness here, somebody? Every storm I've been in was a storm that passed over. So when I get in a storm, I said, this too shall pass. Somebody even said that this morning. This too shall pass. Amen. I know, amen, he don't want to give up the White House, but this too shall pass. I know the pandemic is raging, but this too shall pass. I know there's injustice in the criminal justice system, but this too shall pass. Because I ain't never been in a storm that didn't pass. He'll give you peace in the middle of the storm. And you don't even know where the peace comes from. But a lot of times he'll remind you of something that happened in the Bible, some scripture. And that scripture gives you peace. Amen. Sometimes you can't even think. He'll send somebody by. He'll send the community by. And they'll tell you, you're right in the midst of a storm. And they came by. They didn't even know you were in the storm. They were just stopping by. But then after they stop by, they'll tell you, girl, I was in that same storm. And the Lord brought me through. And the same God that brought me through, he can bring you through. Woo! He's a good God. Now listen. So we have peace with God and the peace of God. Now the devil is a liar. And a cheater too. He'll try to knock you off your feet with his lies. And sometimes he will support his lies with facts. You can't support a lie with facts. Yeah. He'll say you ain't gonna make it. And you go look at your bank account and you look at your bills and it's a fact you don't have enough money. Amen. You got about $275 in the bank. Amen. But you got about $700 worth of bills. Amen. And you'll say, and the devil saying, now the facts say, you ain't going to make it. But then, amen, I'm glad God's spirit is in us. And his spirit will push into your soul. That scripture that said, my God shall supply all your need by his riches and glory. Yeah. Now, if you buy the lie, you won't stumble. Because he wants you off your feet. Because when he gets you off your feet, you're in a vulnerable position and he can mess with you. But as long as you can stay on your feet. Amen. As long as you can stand. That's all he said. All your job is to just stand. Storm gonna come. You just stand. You won't lose some jobs, but stand. Cause when you lose the job, you'll still have some joy. I wish I had a witness in here somewhere. When you're standing. Amen. You can stand. Amen. If you just put your hand in. Amen. I don't care how hurt you are. If you have his peace in the middle of your hurt, you can have hope. That's the peace that he gives. So I know somebody here. God done sent you through this. Listen here. If God done brought you through, it might be somebody in one of these cars out here or one of the parking lot. Listen, if God done sent you through and you sitting over there in your car, just hope to say, God done brought me through. Oh! Yeah, he got a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Amen. See, but what happens when you got the right shoes on?
Yeah.
When you got those gospel, I mean, those good news shoes. They got the right kind of cleats on. So, amen. See, so when you're running fast and the devil puts something in your way, if you got the right kind of cleats on, you can pin it without going down.
Yeah, yeah,
you can pin it without slipping. Oh, I wish I had a witness. You see, you got to be able to make your pivot without slipping. If you got some of the leather soles on, you're going to kill yourself. But, if you got those shoes on with them cleats in it, you can stop on a dime and pivot. Amen. You can lose a job, pivot, start a business. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Lose a job and God will still take care of you. Because you got the, I wish I had a witness in here. Amen. Every good athlete know how important it is to make a pivot. Amen. That way, you don't see people playing basketball in leather soles. You play basketball, you better have something that's going to stop you. You better have something with a stick on. That's why you see that athlete rubbing a shoe, getting the dust off of them. Amen. Spit on the floor, trying to get some grip. Because they know you got to have grip to make the moves you got to make. He thought he could knock us down, but when you got peace, anyway, I don't know. I'm not gonna fall down. I'm not gonna fall on the floor crying because I got peace. I'm in the middle of this thing. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I know my God is able. I'm like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, King, you can fire me if you want to, but I'm still going to stand for God. I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to bend down. I'm not going to fall down because I know my God is able. If you want to put me in the fiery furnace, that's all right. And you know what happened to put him in the fiery furnace. God will let you go through some things. But don't tell me that when you're going through, the reason why you can stand is because he will stand with you. I see another one. I put three in, but there's still four in the fiery furnace. That's the kind of peace I gotta have, y'all. Cause he be trying to knock me down and knock me out. I need some grip so I can stand. I need some grip with some spikes on it. Cause sometimes he's a slippery little devil. Amen. But I can stand with him. I'm gonna believe his word. I'm just gonna believe the word of God. I don't care what folks say, what folks do. I already made up my mind. If God said it, that settled the whole matter for me. I'm just going to trust God's word and see what God do. See what the devil trying to make you do is not to depend on God. The devil say, don't depend on God, depend on you.
You're right.
And he'll have you hooking and crooking. To make ends meet. You don't have to hook and crook to make ends meet. God is able. He's able. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you. Now he may not give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need. What you got to be careful of. Listen to me. What you got to be careful of. Don't spend your want money on your. Don't spend your need money on your wants. Because a lot of times God will give you what you need, but you spent what you needed on what you wanted. And not that God didn't supply for you, but you didn't spend it right. Woo! Listen. And a lot of times, the reason why you spend it wrong is because you were trying to find peace in what you bought. Woo! You were feeling a little bad, so you bought that car so you could feel better. Oh, yeah, it'll make you feel a little bit better till the first bill comes. Amen. You were trying to medicate yourself when you went on that shopping spree. You were trying to find peace. We want people to have addiction. We want we ask people to have addictions and certain struggles is because we were trying to find peace. But in trying to find the peace, we fell into the trap. Because he said, here, The devil's a lie. Say, I give you peace over here. I give you peace at the bar. I give you peace with the liquor. I give you peace with the weeds or the drugs. I give you peace with the illegitimate sex and the women and the men. I give you peace in all these ways. And you, what you're looking for with peace, but that's not real peace. That's a false peace. Jesus said, my peace. Yes, see, the difference about the peace that the world, he said, my peace I give you, not like the world do I give it to you. Because a lot of time when the world, listen here, a lot of time when the world give you peace, it might give you a momentary peace, but because of what you did to get that peace, you can't sleep at night. You can't sleep at night because what you did to get the peace. But then when God gives you peace, you can just sleep like a baby. Because, yes, listen here, ain't no use, I always say, because I, you know, whatever, I'm going to sleep when it's time to go to sleep. But the thing is, because I figured and said this before, ain't there's no use in both me and God staying woke. I got a God that never sleeps or slumbers. And what the Bible says, so what is me in God? I'm asleep, amen. I'm asleep it out while he's working it out. Amen. Cause you know, if you sleep it out, he'll work it out. That's why they said, amen. That, you know, when you're going through something, You may have sorrow and sadness in the night, but you're weeping in the night, but joy. If you sleep through the night, joy, especially, listen, you can really have joy if you meet with him in the morning. Because you need to stop by and get your joy. When you went to sleep, you might have had a couple of cares, but you want to thank God he gave you enough peace to go on to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, don't get beside yourself and don't stop by the peace place where he can give you your joy for the day. A lot of times we get in hell and rust and we don't stop by God, because when you stop by God and spend a little time with him, he will give you your joy for the day. Listen. Let me go ahead and try to listen. If you really know God's peace, when you really feel it and begin to operate and download his peace into your life, it's such an amazing thing. Yeah. That you can be calm and enthusiastic and hopeful and feel to have a sense of well-being and know that it's well with your soul when it seems like everything around you is just messed up. And people will see you in that situation, and it's just like it says in Philippians 4, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding, because when they look at the context, everything going on and you still got peace, they don't understand it. How can you have peace with everything that's falling apart? But you say, oh, I can always have peace when everything is falling apart, because I know somebody that can put things back together again. Oh, Lord Jesus. I know somebody that, and when he put it back, God always builds back better. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. He always builds back better than it was before. That's just the kind of God that we serve. And when you experience God's peace, this is what I want to get to, because I want to talk about the external peace just a second. When you experience God's peace and it's so amazing in your life, you want to share it with others. You can't keep this peace to yourself. It's too good. It says the good news, the preparation of the gospel. Gospel means good news. In the Greek word, it was not used. It's used in the Bible, in the New Testament, a whole lot, the Greek word for peace. But the word that they used, irene, was not used then neither classical Greek where the Greeks spoke by, you know, the higher ups, those with pedigrees, the king, the royalty, they spoke classical Greek. Now the regular old folk from the hood, they spoke Cananea Greek. Amen. So there's different kinds of Greek. But in neither one, not the higher Greek, according to Greek, or the lower class Greek, you couldn't find this word that's used in the Bible. The word for good news, I mean. The word for good news, you couldn't find it in either way. Because the only time, and reason why so much in the Bible, the only time you see the word that's used for gospel, that's what I'm trying to say, the word that's used for gospel, the only time you will see it is in the New Testament, because it just didn't mean good news. It means good news. It means news better than you could ever imagine. Amen. And since it meant news better than you could ever imagine or think about, it's only used in the New Testament. It's really, really good news. This peace that God is able to give, and we got to share it. We got to share it. Listen, I'm going to read a couple more scriptures, because I'm trying to get you to share it. We made it, man, because you know what God can give. He didn't give us peace. We've been experiencing his peace. I'm hoping that since the beginning of this series, you have begun to experience more of God's peace, the peace that Jesus gives. And when you know how amazing it is and what good news it is to tell somebody, hey, you can have peace with God, but not only can you have peace with God, but you can enjoy the peace of God. But once you experience it, it becomes your responsibility to express it to others. In the book of Romans, I'm going to read, I think I just read one because it's really a rip. In the book of Romans chapter 10, I'll read it to you. You can look at it when you get home. Romans chapter 10. And verse 15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. He said, how beautiful are their feet? Now, this comes from a scripture in Isaiah 52. And what it is talking about is when the wars, when there was a war going on, they would have special runners. And what happened, they would run back to the city and tell everybody, especially when their side was winning the war, they had good news. Hey, we got victory, we win it. So they would run back to the city as fast as they could and tell everybody in the city, hey, our army is winning. Our nation is winning. We are winning. And it says, because when you saw them running, it was beautiful to see their feet, because you couldn't know they were coming with good news. Amen. That's why their feet look so good, because they run with all they could to bring you good news. You just enjoyed them coming. My brothers and sisters, in that passage in Romans, it's saying that we got that gospel of peace. We got that good news. Amen. We got the good news shoes. Well, put on your good news shoes. And you need to tell somebody. Tell your neighbor. Tell your families. Tell your coworkers. I got peace. Because they need peace too. In a land, in a time we live in, and the thing that we're going through, everybody needs some peace. You got some next door neighbor that needs some peace. Amen. You got some young kids that need peace. And you got the story. You can tell them about the God, because Jesus is our peace. Spread the message. Spread the good news. He'll give you peace. Live that peace. Live it. Live it. And if you have, listen, if you have peace on the inside, it ought to come to the outside. See, the reason why some folks are mean, angry, act crazy, talk to you crazy, because they ain't got no peace on the inside. Once you get peace on the inside, you become a peacemaker. The Bible says in Matthew, blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Once you get him on, once you get God on the inside, it'll change how you treat people on the outside. I wish I had a witness in here, somebody. I don't hear too much on that. But once you get him on the inside, Lord, help us to grow that we have on the inside. Help us to be peacemakers. And when you become a peacemaker, people can see the peace in your life, and they'll listen. Listen here. They'll listen to what you say. It's hard to be a peacemaker sometime and a hell raiser the other time. Well, I know y'all not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But the truth is the truth. I have to preach the whole truth. Y'all want me to preach half of the truth. But if you know Christ and you surrender to his spirit produces peace in your life. And listen, when you go, when you feel like the devil is trying to take, listen here, this is important. When you feel like the devil is trying to take your peace, when you feel like you're in the midst of a storm and that storm is about to knock you down and take you out, what you need to do is to go deeper in the spirit. You hear what I'm saying? You need to go deeper in God's word, deeper in prayer, deeper in fasting. It's time for you, when the storm is rising, go deeper. See, I want to tell you one thing that's never bothered by a storm. A fish ain't never worried about no storm. Because the fish knows if he can get about 25 feet down, the storm ain't going to do him no harm. If I can go down about 25 feet deep, I don't care how much rain is coming. I don't care about the tornadoes. If I can get my 15 feet, I mean my 25 feet under the water, I know everything is going to be all right. That's why I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when the storm is coming, you threaten us, feel like you're going to lose your footing, feel like the Satan is going to take you out and take you over, we already got the victory. You just need to go deeper in your spirituality. Go deeper in the word of God. Go deeper in prayer. Go deeper in fasting. Get deeper in the community of people that care about you. It can hold you up when you're going through the storm. When it says you got trouble this morning, my word to you is go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Go deeper and the storm can't do you no harm. Go deeper and the tornado ain't going to bother you. Go deeper and the hurricane can't touch you. Go deeper in God. Go deeper. Go deeper. Because sometimes the reason why, because you're in the shallow waters. Don't be a shallow water believer. You got to go deep. Go deep, because as you go deep, things will come. God will start giving you stuff. Stuff will come, start popping up in your spirit. And you'll feel like God is coming through. Listen, in closing, let me share one story with you. I think we're going to have a song right after to kind of support the story. There was a guy named Horatio Spafford. He was a lawyer in Chicago. And as he was lawyering, one day he lost his son. And no parent likes to lose a child. That's a storm within itself. Because you feel like the parent feel like they should always go before the child. He lost his son. And then right after he lost his son, they had the Great Chicago Fire. I think it was like 1871. And then they burned down a lot of Chicago. And he lost his office and lost all of his accumulated wealth that he had, so he lost it all. And he decided to go over in the dorm with Dwight Moody. Dwight Moody was preaching overseas in England, and he was going to go over there and help him out over in Great Britain or England. And he was going to go over to help him out. But he had some work, he had some ends he needed to tie up. So he sent his wife and four daughters over before he went. And as they went across the Atlantic Ocean, they had another vessel run into them. And when that vessel run into them and the ship sunk, he lost all four of his daughters. And the wife wrote back to him and said, "Only I am saved." So he got on the first boat, the first vessel he could get, and began to go over to meet his wife overseas in England. And as he traveled, he came upon that place where he was told that his daughters had perished. And right there, Horatio Spafford, he wrote a song that most of us have heard. And you can tell when you listen to just a few words of his song, amen, that he was one that had on his good news shoes. because he had a lot of bad news. But listen to what he says. He says, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Oh, you got to have the right kind of cleats on. Amen. You got to have on the good news shoes. To say when you went through so much, when you lost your children, when you lost your business, when you lost everything, to still get in that same spot and say, Lord, it's still well with my soul. Because I got something on the inside. I got something on the inside. And somebody look at, how can you say that, man? When you lost everything and you lost your children. It's, but he said, I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. We can have that peace. And if we already have that peace, you ought to want to share it with others. If you're here today, feel yourself slipping. Feel yourself slipping. We're going to pray. Feel yourself slipping. Feel like the storm getting too much for you. Feel getting slippery. Think he want to take you out, take you down where he can take you out. But God said, I want you to stand. I want you to stand. We're going to listen to the song. Hey, amen. God's going to give a song. And consider that in your mind. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. I just want to give you a chance. Amen. If you let us stand, we still want to maintain social distancing. But if you want to just stand, and I'm gonna just pray. I may have Cheryl to pray, because we want somebody here just need that a greater download of God's peace. Yeah, somebody need a greater download of God's peace, God. Amen. I want to tell you that peace is available. It's available for you. This morning, I don't look like I'm getting the $600, but I still got peace. I still got peace because my father is rich in houses and land, and cattle of 10,000 hills belong to him. Oh, I wish I had a witness. Amen. And I'm glad can't nobody veto his blessings. I don't have to wait for nobody to sign for what God has done for me. Because there's a God that I serve. I can depend on him. Oh, God, he can do what doctors can't do, what vaccines can't do. God can keep you. Do I have a witness here that no God can keep you in the middle of the storm? Oh, God, he'll give you the peace. And sometimes you don't understand why you got peace with everything going wrong. But it's God's peace. Oh, hallelujah. Peace when you're broke. Peace when you're sick. Peace when you're hurt. Peace when you have lost it. I don't understand, but he still give me peace.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Peace when you got the pink slip. Amen. Because you know the same God, amen, that gave you a devil can give you another one. He can give you, take you up, and he can give you one better than you had. So you got peace. And especially you need peace during the waiting period, because it's in the waiting period when you're waiting for your breakthrough, when you're waiting for God to come through, when you're waiting for your prayer to be answered. It's right there you need peace, because you say, God, the time is about to run out. And God says, don't you know the time is not going to run out, because I can stop the clock. I can stop the clock. I can stop the game. Amen. In the time run out, I still can bless you in overtime. I know a God that can bless you in overtime. So he's still a winner. Don't think that because the game is over, it's over for you. Because I got a God that can come through for you in overtime. You don't believe me? Ask Abraham and Sarah. Sarah said, we're way in overtime. Abraham was 100, Sarah was 90. We're in overtime, but God still blessed us in overtime. You ever had an overtime blessing when you thought you were going to be blessed, but he came through anyway? Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Cheryl, come pray. Come pray, Cheryl. We can't if you come close, but if we maintain social distance, you want to stand where you are. Amen. Because she will pray for God, just download that kind of peace and whatever God, the Holy Spirit, leads her to pray for. Because this is just not, we didn't just come here because it's Christmas. We came here because God is still on the throne and he's still in a blessing business. And you are not here by accident. You are here on purpose because God wanted you to be here for the blessing that you're going to get this morning.
Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, you're going to pray with me. You're going to pray with me. Every car you see, I want you to point to them. Every family, come on.
Yeah.
Praying together tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, our good news shoe right now. The red car, the tongue.
Yes.
We pray to
thank you,
God,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
We pray, God, you preserve their health and their strength, God. We pray you
you're able.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Brother Todd, that God's stricken him in his body.
Yes, Lord.
The peace of
thank
the Lord.
You, Lord. Thank
right
you.
Now, Father.
Thank
we pray for the sea of the car right now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise
your holy name. Praise you.
We stand in need of today, God. We pray
yeah.
for exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask.
Yeah.
Wherever they lack your peace, we pray you would download it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray peace over their home, God. We pray, Father God, that they would glorify you.
Yes, Lord.
That you do a mighty still working this
day. Thank you, Lord.
And they lift their hands while you, God. They fully surrender. They totally surrender everything to you right now, God. Nothing holds, but holding nothing today, God.
Thank
they
you, Lord.
Everything they have to you today, Father God. Do a work in this family, God. We pray for the red part right here, right now. Come on, put your hands.
Yeah,
Lord. And the favor, family.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You meet every need.
Thank you.
We pray, God, you heal what needs to healing needs to happen. We pray, God, you meet every need according to
Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
We pray you keep them covered and protected under the blood of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. We pray your peace over that house.
Hallelujah yes. To your name.
Calvin and the Calvin family, God. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
We pray over Jordan right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God, that you're blessing them right now, God. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord. Thank you. That you meet their needs and that bring peace,
thank
God.
You. Thank you.
That peace rule and reign in that house, Father God. Okay, to the corner. Come on, over here. To the shed.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name.
This is your brother. Pray for your sister.
Yes.
Pray for Maya right now.
Yes.
Pray for Shed right now, God.
Yeah.
Right now, God. That your peace will overwhelm them right now, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Your peace and your presence. Let them know how much you love them today.
Yeah, Lord.
Let them know right now, God, you are for them. Ha! And if you are for them, you are more than the world again.
Yes.
Oh, God, come on, for the Jones family right here.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord. Right now.
For healing from the crown of the head to the soul of your feet.
Yes, Lord.
Do a great work in this house, Father God. Let your love and peace rule and reign in this house. Oh, we pray for Eugene. Come on, right now.
Yeah.
Now, God, do a work in his life, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we pray for Robert and Linda right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Robert and Linda right now.
Thank you.
Do a work in their home right now, God. Bless them in a bright and a mighty way, God. The peace of God. Fill their home right now, God.
Yes.
Jesus. I pray for rest for Robert and Linda. I pray, Father, that nothing would keep them up at night, Lord. Whatever's on his heart, that he would give it to you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray for Gab. I pray for Gab and Willie Ross. Come on. I pray you do a great work in Gab's life, oh God. I pray you raise her up to be a mighty woman of God. Raise up to be a mighty woman of God. I pray you do a great work in her life, God. I pray the enemy would not distract her. I pray no harm will come nigh her in Jesus' name. I pray for Willie Roy as he travel up and down the highway, God, that you do a great work in his life, oh God. Bring other men to him, God, that he can bring to you, Father. Do a great work in Willie Roy's life. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, but you have prepared for him in the name of Jesus. I pray for Carla, come on.
Pray for Carla right over there in the name of Jesus.
Protect her home, Father. Keep her children safe, Father.
Keep her in peace, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I thank you, God, for all of our seed. I pray for BJ. I pray for this baby right here, God. Raise all our children up. Raise up a generation that loves you, God. Raise up Jazz, God. Raise up Jordan and Mika, Lord. We pray for Myla. Come on, lift Myla up right now, God. Raise him up to be a mighty man of valor. Continue to order his steps, Father God. Order Shed's steps, God. Thank you. Do a great and mighty work. And let me say this before we leave. We got a pastor that care about his people. Order his steps, God. We pray for greater wisdom, God. We pray you anoint him from the crown of
heaven. Yeah, Lord.
That you do a great and mighty work in him. That you give him dreams and visions.
Yes.
A mighty way, oh God.
Yes.
That we would follow, Father God, after him. As he follows after you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray you speak life to his spirit, God. Whatever he stands in need of today, God. We pray you would meet every need in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray the peace of God over his life in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. Who are we missing?
Do we get everybody? Amen. All the podcast people.
We pray healing for Maxwell right now.
Yeah, Lord.
Touch Maxwell, Father. You're still a great God. Thank you. Nothing too hard for you.
you today. Whatever's on our heart today is nothing too hard for you today. Oh, God, we trust you. We trust you with the lives of these families. Jones, Robinson, all those. Ella Ruth, God, all those. The Busby family right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless today, God. Oh, God, we thank you. For even 2020. For the hard days.
Yes, yes.
Thank you for the sad days.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Because we learned how to trust you.
Hallelujah.
We still had joy. We lost some things, but we still got joy.
Yes.
We lost some things, but we still got you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We still got us. Thank you. We still got our peace.
Yes, Lord.
We still got our mind. We still got our minds, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
It was you who kept us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It was you who kept us. Even when we wanted to quit, God, it was you who kept us. Thank you that you're a keeper. You're a keeper. Thank you for your faithfulness. We glorify you and we
bless
you.
Yes, yeah.
We thank you. And if you don't do nothing,
oh, well, hallelujah.
Oh, you've already done it.
Yes, Lord, yes. You've already done enough.
Because we thank you for saving us. We thank you for saving us.
Yes, yes, yes.
We thank you for setting us free. We thank you for your deliverance. In Jesus' name. And those that are attached to us.
Yes, yes.
Who don't know you as Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Who don't know you as Lord. Somebody's child, somebody's niece, somebody's nephew, somebody's family. God, we lift up to you right now, God. We pray that strongholds be broken in Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah, yeah.
We pray you break the chains over their lives.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Let them come running after you. Let them come running after you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Listen, listen. I thank God, because we wasn't even supposed to be here today. Y'all know this is not a regular service day. Amen. We were just going to stay at the house, but I was listening to the radio this week, around about a Wednesday or Thursday, and they was talking about this church up north. I forget where it was, but it was up north. And they said it was snowing in the middle of a snowstorm. Last Sunday, they had a snowstorm. And it said that it was 35 degrees below zero. In the middle of a snowstorm, and they showed up on the parking lot for drive-in church. Yeah, yeah, 35 degrees below zero, and they going to church at the drive-in church, and they showing up for service. And I said, wait a minute, we ain't got but one more Sunday left, and we already missed the first Sunday this morning. I said, Lord, if they can go when it's 35 below, and it's going to be 70 Sunday, even though it's not our Sunday, we need to be there to give God some praise for all that he done brought us through this year. Oh, I wish I had it with me. And I didn't even expect all y'all to be here. But God knew you were going to be here, and God got an appointment because God knew somebody needed a download of his great peace this morning. And God moved. This is more than we had on our parking lot together. So we thank y'all for coming. We enjoyed having. We hope you, those of you that are not part of the Beth, hope you have a good church home. If you don't have a good church home or you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come share with us whenever you want to. Welcome you. Amen. If you haven't met Christ and want to know Christ, we can get that done too. Amen. Just after service, I tell you what, go over there, come over here by these speakers, and we'll have one of our counselors talk to you. But we thank God because he just done something amazing, and we weren't even supposed to be here. Yes, sir. Amen. But sometimes you just got to do what God says do, and he'll work it out. Amen. And it ain't been a blessing to be here, and thank you all for coming. We're about ready to dismiss for the day. God been good. This is the last Sunday this year, and I just can't wait to see what God's going to do for us next year. Amen. Brother Favors has offerings to do with that give offering. We had already paid our money for the year, but if you're a visitor, you don't have to give unless God just, you get to give if you want to give, but you don't have to give. Amen. Because the members take care of us pretty good in the church, pretty good. All right. Maintain social distance as best we can as we give. All right. We're going to close out right now. Give my benediction.
Now unto him that's able to present us before our Father's throne without fault. May the love of God our Father, grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, our comfort, and rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us say together three times, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all have a wonderful week. Blessed. Belated Merry Christmas. I hope you have a blessed new year until we see you again.
All right, it's our last Sunday for 2020. Come on, last Sunday for 2020. On your way out, we got to praise him. All right, let's come on. Last one, last one. Last Sunday, 2020. You can stay in your car and you can clap. Here we go, here we go. Thought in